please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
33.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
And welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. First thing I like to do is introduce you to the show. I am Marquee Davis, your host here in Atlanta, Georgia. And this show, this segment, is brought to you by Veterans Custom Woodwork. Yes, go to Facebook, type in Veterans Custom Woodwork. They're based out of Missouri, and he can do anything. I mean, he does some excellent work. Matthew Chapman does a lot of good work here, and I would like for you guys to check it out. So go to Veterans Custom Woodwork over there in Missouri. Go to Facebook, Veterans Custom Woodwork. This show is brought to you by them. Yes, we do have sponsors, people, and we do have sponsorship opportunities. So if you have a business and would like to sponsor a show here on the DV Radio Network of shows and family, go to DVRadio.net and you can see the form at the bottom of the page, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the hell is that. But you can go find it and fill it out. Send it in to info@DVRadio.net. And that way we can get in contact with you and see what we can do. So that has been my little promo for today. So let's start with the show. Now, let's talk about some of these political issues, because like I said before, and I've said time and time again, politics affects everyone. Okay, whether you want to hear about it or not, it affects us one way or the other. Let's look at this new Senate, this new, what is it called, bill. The new budget. Wow, my mind is going everywhere today. The new budget that has been approved and signed off on and everything like that, it's going to affect us one way or the other. Whether it's where you file taxes, whether you own a business, the budget will affect us in some type of way. Now, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about sexual harassment and how it played a major role in the election of the Democratic candidate in Alabama. All right. If you haven't been following this, you would know that there were two people fighting for the Senate seat for that Jeff Sessions gave up when he became the whatever he did. He is right now in the White House. I'm telling you, people, all these people, they change titles so much you can't remember everything. And I don't even try to. All right. But I do know that when the allegations came out against a Republican candidate, three ladies, I believe it was, or was it just one? When the allegations came out that he did some sexually inappropriate things to them, whether it was harassment or whether it was actual touching, things of that nature, I don't really know. But when those allegations came out, his numbers started to plummet. Then I read a story where his wife was like, you know, oh, we have a lot of Jewish friends. We have one Jewish friend, one Jew as a lawyer or something like that. I don't know. She said something crazy, but still, he wasn't elected. And it was a shocker because Donald Trump, the president of the United States, President Trump, didn't back him to begin with. He backed the other candidate for that Republican, push to run. But his candidate that he backed lost. So Donald Trump had to back that Republican candidate, and that candidate lost as well. I was looking at numbers, okay, and like 99% of the black people in Alabama voted for the Democratic candidate, and about 25% of the white population in that district voted for the Democratic candidate. And this seat has not been a Democratic seat for 20-plus years. So this is starting to show or signify that a change in the political landscape is happening within the United States. But that fails in comparison to the allegations of sexual harassment. We've all sat through the briefs and the PowerPoint presentations pertaining to sexual harassment and equal opportunity. I know they might not have had it back in the Vietnam era, but if you served in modern day military, you have sat through those briefings. Now, You know what you can and cannot say. You know what you can and cannot do as a male and as a female to the opposite sex in the workplace. It's common sense. I don't understand how people don't have this sense of awareness that you can't say this. You can't do that. You can't send a picture pertaining to this part of your body to someone of the opposite sex if you are not intimately involved with that person. Like me, I can send a picture of myself to my wife. It wouldn't be that big of a deal because guess what? She is my wife. You know what I'm saying? But I can't send a picture like of my, private areas to Google because Google is not my wife. That would be very inappropriate. All right? That would be cause for firing. But apparently some of these, hot shots and big wigs and shot callers, ballers, they don't understand that simple concept that you cannot do that. And I'm starting to try to think, like, who told him that it was cool to do this sort of thing? I was reading a story about ESPN. A couple of the show hosts there, they sexually harassed a employee who was, I think she was a designer or a fashion makeup artist, something like that. But they were sexually harassing her, sending her pictures of themselves, talking to her, saying that she was meant to please them, sending her a video of one of them, sent a video of hers, of him masturbating and things of that nature. It's just ridiculous to me how these guys don't understand the simple concept of you cannot do this. You cannot send this stuff to people without consent. I mean, let's be real here, people. But then again, it might have been consensual, and then she just turned around and used it. You know, I mean, that can be a possible case, too. I've been hearing that argument a lot as well, where people are saying that some of these ladies who are coming out now saying that things were they were harassing them or that they were getting sexual advances thrown at them, that they were actually encouraging it until their position was thrown away or they were fired or let go because of poor performance. And now they're coming out and saying that they were being harassed. I get it. I understand both arguments, people. Okay. The thing is, though, you have to be aware of what you're doing. You have to understand that you cannot do certain things and think you can just get away with it. It's evident here through this election in Alabama. The Democrat won. I mean, it was a small majority. It was what, like 51% to 50% or 51.5% to 50%. And then you can't have a runoff election unless it's a 0.5% margin of victory. So that Democrats got that seat. Let's understand this here too, people. All right. I know. Everybody knows I'm black. Yes, I am. I'm a registered Republican. And the reason I registered as a Republican is because back in the day, I did agree with a lot of their viewpoints on the money and how taxes should be ran and security. But today I see myself as more of a down the line, how do you say it, moderate, independent thinker, because you have to understand that I have kids. I don't want my kids to grow up in a world where they are seen as just a number or a statistic. You know, I want the best person to be in the office of president, city mayor, comptroller, stuff like that. I want the best person to be in that office that is going to make a brighter future for my children. And that's the way we all should be thinking here in America. You should never vote straight down party lines. And people that do are absolute idiots. Anyone who votes strictly down party lines is an idiot. If you just go and say all Republican, or you say all Democrat, oh yes, down here in the South, we are a proud nation of Republicans, and I'm just going to vote for the Republicans because that is who I am and that is what I believe. Clickety hill. No, people, we can't do that. You have to look at each individual candidate, and you have to determine which candidate is going to be best in the office. Now, this isn't to say that candidate might not turn into some corrupt politician who was just selling off streets for money. We can't predict the future. If you guys can predict the future, please send me the Powerball numbers and the Mega Million numbers at DV Marquee on Facebook. You can send it to me at Marquee A. Davis 1 on Twitter, or you can send it to me off Gmail, Lima Charlie Radio Show at gmail.com. You can send it to me there. Send me the Powerball and Mega Ball numbers, man. I'll gladly donate money to whatever charity you want me to. If you can send me the winning numbers for those two lottery events. All right. So let's go back to this sexual harassment thing, okay? So when you're in the military and you're taught about EO, equal opportunity, and you're taught about sexual harassment, I don't know. Okay, some of the listeners who just got out of the military or who are still in, you would know. Do you guys remember those posters they would have up pertaining to drunken sex? Like if she can't consent, if she's not sober enough to consent, it's rape. I used to look at those and I'm like, oh my God, what if he's drunk too? You know, what if they're both drunk and both have drunken sex? What happens? Who is the consenting partner here if they're both drunk? And then I would look at him like, well, what if the role the reverse? I have known soldiers who have been drunk and had sex with some ugly females that they would have never talked to a day in their life. But because they were drunk, she took advantage. Is that still rape? Yes, it is still rape. All right. But they never show you a poster of that. They never teach you a class on that. No, the males are always the aggressor. I know statistically, yes, the males are the ones who are more prone to sexual harassment behavior and rape behavior. But shouldn't we teach our young up and coming military personnel and youth in America that rape can go both ways? Men should not be afraid to report rape. There should not be a stigma attached to men who are sexually harassed. That brings me to this. Terry Crews was said that he was sexually harassed by a prominent movie producer when he first started doing movies. Dude came up to him and grabbed his junk. Simple as that. His wife was standing right there. She confirmed the account of what happened. And I don't think he named the harasser. I'm not sure. But, you know, if you look at what's going on, there has to be a system in place, a way that we can make it so that men aren't afraid to talk and tell others about their stories of sexual harassment, which happened to them, whether it's from other men, whether it's from females. We should not make it so that the world is saying, oh, you're just making it up. Oh, you should have enjoyed it, young man. That is what you are supposed to do, young man. You're supposed to enjoy a woman's advance on you. If a woman is advancing on you, then you, my friend, are an attractive, well-bodied young man. But the fact of the matter is that if I don't want her to touch me, no matter how she feels or about me, shouldn't I still be able to call and say that I have been sexually harassed or I have been raped? Yes, but society doesn't see it that way. My thing is, people, is that in the world of politics, in the world of being a veteran, in the world of being a civilian, in the world of being a service member, you have to know what your limitations are, okay? All right? You have to know the appropriate channels in order to report indiscretions within the ranks. Now, I've known for females in the military to use what God has given them. You know, what? Hey, I'm just saying that I'm putting it out there. Females are beautiful, and they have beautiful body parts. All right, and I have known for females to use what God has given them to get rank, to get promotions, to get positions within the organization that they normally would not have attained unless they have done certain things. I have seen the text messages. I have witnessed the advances. I have seen the videos within certain units in the United States Army that I was a part of. It happens. It happens in the civilian sector. But what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to approach that? you know, as a man, as a service member, as a soldier, how are you supposed to approach that? Are you supposed to just go and tell? Are you supposed to be quiet because that's your buddy, your battle buddy? Is that, you know, what are you supposed to do? And that's the dilemma that I believe a lot of these people have. And then you have the victim shaming. The people who will use that excuse, well, she's just upset she got fired. That's why her ass was sitting there saying that he touched her, because she was just upset she got fired. Uh-huh. No, no. You know, sometimes the reason she got fired may have been because she told him no, or she said stop to him or her. Victim shaming is never an option, but that is what happens sometimes here in America. We victim shame. We say that, oh, you know, didn't really happen. Oh, it might have happened, but you encouraged it. You, young lady, encouraged it by wearing that flaunty shirt and them really high pants, skirts to work. Which lady is going to wear skirts to work? Which respectable young lady is going to wear skirts to work, knowing that that young man over there is in heat? Oh, man, I'm telling you. Sometimes the world confuses me. I don't understand how you can simply say someone is lying or made the story up or is only coming out with the truth now because, or is only coming out with the story now because they got fired or didn't get the position that they got. And then you see this whole plethora of sexual harassment claims coming out. And then you got people saying, oh, they're just doing it because everybody else is doing it. Well, now they finally have the courage to do it. And that's one thing that I was trying to say a couple shows ago on Barry's Talk, that now they have the courage because they see that these other ladies and these other women are not afraid of the backlash they may receive because of who they said sexually harassed them. And with that, people, we will go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. And stay tuned.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. DVRadio.
And welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. I am your host, Marquee Davis. Welcome back, people. Now, let's move on to the dental plan that the VA is going to instill and give to veterans. Now, with everything else the VA does, we make fun of it because it's all lackluster and it has no real substance. Is just something that they say and put out there. I know a lot of us are going to try to use this dental plan, but my big question is, I haven't done any research on this. My big question is, you know, will our family members be able to use this who are still under our, you know, if you're a TRICARE for Life member, if they'll be able to use the TRICARE plan in order to get this dental care taken care of them. And we have a lower cost, you know, because right now I go and take my son to the dentist. It's going to cost me like $700 just for a cleaning and a checkup. I mean, I have no idea why dental procedures cost so much. Just to have someone squirt some water in your mouth at a high pressure and then have them scrape it and cause you the most agonizing pain along your gum line, costs around $300 to $400. For what reason? Is your time that costly? I mean, shoot, my name mechanic is cheaper than that, and he's changing out my timing belt and my water pump for $400, and it only takes him, what, like It took him 4 hours to do it, you know? But that was something that I needed. My teeth, I mean, it was like, go on, dude. You're just squirting toothpaste down my teeth and you're just brushing it off real hard. That's $400 for 30 minutes, 45 minutes? Get out of here. I don't understand this, but I really hope the VA dental program does actually help us instead of do more harm as to our pocketbooks, our wallets, you know, to the income that we have. But you never know. You never know. That's just something to give you guys a little something to chew on and think about. What I really, really want to get to talking about, okay, is here in Atlanta, we've just had a mayoral election between a black woman and a white woman. So you know what came up? Race. Yes, race came up. Well, that's because Atlanta has not had a white mayor since 1975, when Maynard Jackson became the first black mayor of Atlanta. So since that time, 1970-ish, 5-ish to now, Atlanta has not had a white mayor. And that came up during the debate that they had. It was a subject of some of the commercials that was airing here in Atlanta. My thing is, it's 2017. When are we going to stop allowing the color of our skin to dictate what we can and cannot do for our countries, our states, and for our cities? When are we going to stop allowing that to happen? When are we as a country, when are we as a people going to say, if green aliens came down here today, would the dark skin green aliens that are a little darker be upset with the lime colored aliens? I don't think so. Would the purple aliens be upset with the fuchsia aliens? I don't think so. Why? Because they understand. They would understand, since they can travel to Earth and, you know, back to their planet and crap like that. They would understand that there are greater things in life than the color or complexion of their outer layer. Because once you strip off this outer layer, yes, I know I am black, a nice little brown color here. Once I get my brown skin and strip it off, it is a pinky, whitish, bloody looking flesh that is the same color as a white man walking across the street if I strip off his white flesh. The same color. So, because of this mayoral election, we had the issue of race brought up again here in the city of Atlanta. Now, around the world and around the United States, we are still having this issue of race. Like, I read the other day, Barack Obama came out and said, you know, we shouldn't allow the United States to follow the path of Nazi Germany. What does that even mean? I mean, I understand we don't like, if no one likes Nazis, all right? If you like Nazis, then go bury your head in sand because you are delusional. No one likes Nazis. No one likes Hitler. You know, and to compare the path of the United States of that of Nazi Germany is ridiculous. Now, I will tell you guys this. I have been watching a lot of documentaries on Hitler and the Nazi Germany and how he rose to power and his mistakes that he made during World War II and how the Depression era of Germany made him rise to power in a crazy fashion because, you know, at the time they had the communists, they had the socialist democrats, they had the Nazi party. They had about 30 different political parties going on at that time in Germany. But here in America, we have two main political parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. We have independents, we have the Green Party. You know, we have those kind of parties, but we don't have a system in place where one party is the secondary ruler of the country, because that's what it was at the time. You had the president of Germany. He was what, a democratic socialist, a socialist democrat. He was one of those, you know. And then the Nazi party went and won a couple of seats. And then at that point, they had was he the prime minister or the regent? He was, I think he was the prime minister, but he became the second in command, the second in charge of the country. And then when the president died, Hitler just abolished everything and just took control of the country because he pretty much owned it. You know, I mean, his political party ran the country, so he just took over the country. Now, that's not going to happen here in America because we have a really good set of constitutional laws which dictate what we must, what we can and cannot do when in terms of our political system. We don't have a clause in the Constitution that says that, well, you know, if the president dies, then the Speaker of the House takes over. And then when he takes over, he abolishes everything and everyone else. And then next thing you know, he is the dictator of the country. That's not what we have here in America, people. I'm not sure if any of you guys passed your eighth grade social studies classes or not, but even if some of you reached the eighth grade, I'm not sure. I don't even care. I will inform you right now that is not in the Constitution. Okay, even though the Constitution had an amendment in place so that we can have a order of succession, if the president does happen to die, we do now have a order of succession, which is not in the original Constitution. It is an amendment, the actual order. In the Constitution, you just have it stating that it'd be the president, and then is it the Speaker pro tem? It's something. It's crazy. You read the Constitution, people. Read it. I'm not finna sit here and decipher it for you. I'm not a constitutional lawyer. No, I'm just a guy on the radio talking in a headset to you guys so that you guys can form your own opinion on things. And I want you to form your own opinion on what Barack Obama said. Go ahead and go to Google and type in Barack Obama Nazi speech. Read it for yourself and then let me know what you think. Because right now I'm thinking that, you know, to compare what the United States is now to Nazi Germany is too bold of a statement. Now, if you were to compare Cuba or Venezuela to Nazi Germany, okay, I can see that. You know, dictatorships in both countries, a failing democratic system in Venezuela. You know, if you were to compare Zimbabwe, which I believe just outed their president of like 99 years, that guy was old as hell, and he was the president forever, but they just kicked him out with a coup d'etat. And so I just want you guys to formulate your own opinions so that way you can trust that what you think is right. And that's the beauty of this country, is that we have a system in place where your opinion is your opinion. No one can infringe upon your opinion. No, I might not agree with your opinion, but I'm not going to infringe upon your opinion and say that you're wrong. Okay, because it's your opinion. Now, you might have a stupid, outlandish view on something, but that's your opinion. We have people here in America who still believe that JFK was assassinated by the CIA. I was reading tabloids. I was in the grocery store, Kroger, matter of fact. And I was reading the same thing it had on there. Police officer comes out, says that he killed JFK, and he killed the police officer that found out. Sworn in secrecy by the CIA. You know, I'm like, okay, cool. We still got people that believe that Tupac is still alive, that Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis is the mastermind behind the fake moon landing. It's so many conspiracies out there that have no merit, no foothold in truth, but because someone believes in it and that's their opinion, I'm not going to infringe upon their opinion. And that's what we need to start doing here in America. But the opinion of President Barack Obama that the United States is edging closer towards Nazi Germany in that history of that country, I thoroughly disagree with. I do not believe it. And I want you guys to look it up yourself. Tell me what you think about it. All right. And you know what? With that, I guess I'm going to end the show. I'm going to end the show on some homework for the listeners of DV Radio and WDVR. I'm going to leave some homework. Go and find the speech. All right. Read what you can on it. Listen to it if you want to. And let me know what you think about it. All right. And this has been the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I'm Marquee Davis. Thank you for listening. Coming up next, we have Barracks Talk. Yes, Barracks Talk with Bona Wood. DV6, Google, Recoil might make an appearance out of the woods. There you have it. Have a good night.